Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump made it clear Sunday that in order to strike a deal with Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Last month, Mr. Trump announced plans to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, an Obama-era policy that protects from deportation hundreds of thousands of young people who were brought into the U.S. illegally as children. The United States announced Sunday a temporary halt to all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey, a move that was quickly mirrored by Turkey. A statement from the U.S. Embassy said that recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. President Donald Trump said Monday that U.S. attempts to deal with North Korea have failed for more than two decades. Mr. Trump has engaged in weeks of taunts with the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, saying the United States would totally destroy North Korea if necessary to protect itself and its allies if Pyongyang attacks. North Korea has conducted numerous missile tests, including launching rockets over Japan. Pyongyang state media quoted Kim as telling the powerful Central Committee of the ruling Workers' Party over the weekend that North Korea's nuclear weapons program is a treasured sword to protect it against aggression. Kim said the nuclear warheads were a powerful deterrent, guaranteeing the country's sovereignty. This is